Dozens of representatives from Western and Arab states have gathered in Turkey for talks on Syria. The so-called Friends of Syria conference will seek to unite the divided opposition. Two permanent members of the UN Security Council, Russia and China, have boycotted the meeting. Supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have rallied outside the venue of the conference on Syria in the Turkish city of Istanbul. They voiced support for Damascus and called for unity among Syrians. The protesters said the conference is a big lie. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has strongly opposed any use of force to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He also said Baghdad is opposed to arming the foreign-backed opposition in Syria. Maliki predicted that Assad would weather the storm in his country. Vote counting is underway in Myanmar's parliamentary by-elections. A total of 160 candidates are competing for 48 vacant seats. Opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has also been running. She spent most of the past 22 years locked up by the junta. Thousands of Americans have rallied in the city of Sanford, Florida, calling for justice in the murder of African-American teenager Trayvon Martin. The march was organized by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. The unarmed boy was killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer in February. Lawyers for the family of Trayvon Martin have called on the U.S. Justice Department to launch a detailed probe into his murder. The attorneys say the department should review reports that prosecutors overruled a detective who wanted to charge shooter George Zimmerman with manslaughter. Moroccan university students have marched in Jebel Boumahraz, calling on the government to release political prisoners. The protesters condemn the government's mistreatment of the inmates and chanted slogans against the monarchy. Pro-reform rallies have been held across the nation since last year. And a U.S.-led foreign soldier has reportedly died of non-combat-related injuries in Afghanistan. At least 96 foreign troops have lost their lives since the start of the year. Most of them were American soldiers killed by Taliban militants.